The practice was that bandmasters from regular army units would come and visit the school with a view to selecting and getting hold of boys for their bands. So bandmasters would turn up by appointment, go down to the band school, have a word with our school bandmaster, and see which boys were they thought were appropriate for their band. You had no choice. You didn't speak to the bandmaster visiting. Our school bandmaster would presumably say, he's suitable, he's not, I don't know whether there was any backhanders passed between the two or not, we don't know. You then were earmarked for that band. You didn't know which band, which regiment, you didn't know anything. And so that was it. You'd been nominated, you'd been earmarked, you'd been dispatched to the regiment that had selected you. I didn't mind. I think, oh, I'm leaving school. I'm going somewhere new. I'll be in India. Oh, adventure. Oh, I thought that was a good thing. After all, I'd come to the end of my school days. You knew about the army a bit because a number of old boys used to come and visit the school in their uniform. And then you learnt one or two things about the army and how good it was and how adventurous it was. And we were conditioned for it. So be that as it may. The only thing I was given was by the padre, who gave me a Holy Communion book, which I've still got, which I carried all through the war and I've still got to this day. And that was my leaving present, and that was the only thing that I took away from school. No money, just that book. And off we went.